Hello, and welcome to the Power Your Advice podcast, brought to you by Advisorpedia. In this series, we interview innovators from across the financial services industry to help you understand who they are, what they do, and why that matters to you and your clients. And now, please join your host, Doug Heikkinen.
Hello, and welcome to the podcast. Hamilton Lane is a firm with a mission to offer superior financial well-being through tailored private market solutions, driven by over 30 years of client focus and innovation. Jackie Ratnan sits as the head of investor solutions within the Evergreen Portfolio Management team. She also serves as a member of the investment, responsible investment, and executive committees. We've asked Jackie to run us through Hamilton Lane's global client service, providing insights on their evolving strategies, as well as navigating the world's volatile 2024 landscape. Welcome to the podcast, Jackie.
Thank you so much. It's great to be with you.
So please give us a brief overview of Hamilton Lane, who you serve, where you are around the globe, and how you help advisors and investors connect with private markets.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Hamilton Lane is one of the largest private markets investment firms globally. We have been investing in the private markets exclusively for over three decades. Today, we have over $900 billion in assets under management and supervision, and we provide innovative solutions to institutional and private wealth investors around the world. We have nearly 700 employees in 23 offices globally. And our history is one of successfully providing private market investment solutions to the institutional audience. And, you know, more recently, we have really focused a lot of time and energy and commitment to bringing that success to advisors and their individual clients. We're really leveraging more than 32 years of experience, a deep understanding of the nuances of the private markets. You know, these are complicated markets and they're difficult to access. And so we're building solutions for the private wealth investors and the advisors that serve them. These solutions are really rooted in the experience that we have, the learnings that we've gathered, but really bringing that institutional approach to this investor base.
Investing has changed dramatically over the last 10 years. Alternatives are becoming more mainstream. We're even calling them something else besides alternatives now. What's contributed to that, and how has Hamilton Lane evolved with that trend?
Yeah, I think there's a number of things contributing it. And I would start with the markets. You know, the markets have fundamentally changed. If you look at the public markets, the opportunity set there is shrinking. In the US today, we have about half the number of listed companies as we did two decades ago. You look at what's happening within the public markets, returns are increasingly driven by a very small number of very large companies. In contrast, if you look at the number of private companies, it's significant and it's growing. Companies are being held private for longer. That means value creation and growth are happening when they're private. And so it really translates into a real need, we would say, or certainly a case for having exposure to private investments. They provide really important diversification. Then they provide performance, and they have historically really provide that performance enhancement. So first, it's about the markets fundamentally changing. When you look at what's happening within private markets, one of the reasons that the private wealth channel is looking at the private markets is the private wealth industry is comparable to that of the institutional industry in terms of assets under management. Both sides of the equation have about the same amount of assets, but on the private wealth side, they only represent about 16% of the AUM of private market investments. And so you really see an under kind of exposure, under allocation of the private wealth side to the private markets. So then you ask, how has Hamilton Lane evolved? Well, you know, for 32 years, we've been focused only on the private markets. We've really been focused on providing access points for investors. And today, that means that, you know, our allowing us to use that experience, but to create structures that enable advisors to offer private markets access to their clients in a meaningful way. So private markets have long been the domain of institutional investors. They're hard to access. They have high minimums, and you really need to have the ability to deal with kind of the capital calls and the complicated nature of the structures. And so we've been really focused on creating structures that have lower minimums, that simplify the administrative components, simplify the tax reporting, that introduce faster deployment and a more kind of significant agency over liquidity. Now, of course, building these structures is only part of the equation, but it's also really understanding that foundational knowledge is key. And so providing access, but also providing information, transparency, and education.
Yeah, education is key in this way towards alternative or private markets, as investors now have the same access to the same information as financial advisors. So how does Hamilton Lane approach this effort to be at the forefront of not only creating value through end products, but as educators?
If you went backwards, you would see that that's a big part of what we've always done. You know, we were helping investors in this asset class long before it was mainstream. They too didn't understand the nuance and they needed educational help. So it's in our DNA, if you will. And so we've made it a real priority to continue to focus that orientation towards education, that orientation towards information sharing with the advisor universe and really their clients. And so for us, recognizing that private wealth investors are sophisticated investors, they are informed about the markets broadly, but oftentimes there's a knowledge gap when it comes to the nuances of investing in the private markets. It's also true in many cases of the advisors if they haven't had the opportunity to spend time with the private markets. And so for us, it's really about providing information about what we're doing, but it's much, much bigger than that. You know, we have a significant database of private companies, the data behind them, significant perspective on the behavior of the markets. We've invested heavily in the technologies that allow us to gather that data, analyze that data, and use that data. And so we share it. And so we share it with our advisors. We share it with them to be able to provide much more information to the investors that they're working with.
Educated advisors are a great thing. And now they need to educate their clients about using private holdings. How should they begin those discussions? Because it's new to them.
It is. And I think that it really opening up the understanding. We've created and designed a specific purpose-built knowledge center that is meant to provide a spectrum of education pieces from definitional, you know, kind of baseline information about the private markets to what you're talking about, which is how do advisors think about incorporating private markets exposures into portfolios? And so really thinking about the spectrum where advisors might be and how they move from their knowledge base and maybe their client knowledge base as kind of a starting point and then much more detailed. So we spent a lot of time on that and we'll continue to provide information for the advisors so that they can take a long journey in this asset class, if you will, with their clients.
Hamilton Lane's market overview is great, and listeners can find a link to this in the podcast description. It's a comprehensive data-driven review and analysis of the private markets and investment activity over the prior year, in this case, 2023. What are some of your key findings and how can advisors learn from them?
Thank you for that kind of endorsement of our market overview. It is a really important perspective piece. It is where you'll see how our data shines in terms of the analytics and the information that we share. So there are a lot of takeaways. I think one of the most important elements are our analysis around performance and valuation. I think that the skepticism often around these two points need to be addressed and addressed with data. So on the performance side, we share a number of different charts and data points that show the persistency of outperformance of private markets versus public markets. It's really compelling. Both private equity and private credit have outperformed for each and every one of the last 22 vintage years. And then we look at different time periods. And I think the most important takeaway is that persistent, consistent outperformance so that investors can have the kind of baseline understanding of the performance numbers. You dig a little deeper and people will say, what about now? Is now different? What about the valuations today? We've certainly gone through a bit of a disruptive market. Are they real? Can they be real? And so it's not the first time that private market valuations have been criticized, but the skepticism of late is certainly worth spending some time on. So again, if you look at the data, and we have, we show a really compelling number of charts that really look at the most recent kind of peak to trough of the valuation. So think Q2 2021 to Q2 2023, a difficult time in the market. What you would see is that 1 year before an exit, companies are typically held at a 27% discount to the ultimate exit. Now that trails down. It's about 17% 3 quarters before, 6% 2 quarters before. But what that says is the valuations, by and large, are fair. And this is one time period. We dove into a very specific time period, but it's true if you look back over the data for years and years. I think important is then why? Why is that the case? And so we dig deeper to really show that it's based on strong operational performance. You see that there's significant paths to revenue growth and EBITDA growth that really show themselves in the underlying performance of the private market companies. And that's where that valuation comes from. So they're just a couple of the takeaways, but they're really important ones today.
Let's end with getting your sense on what everybody asks you. It's a turbulent world. We have a very heated election coming up. AI is changing almost anything. So what does this all mean for the markets and the private markets?
Yeah, it is a really important question. There are a lot of, I mean, you say elections. I heard a quote the other day that 50% of the world's population will vote in a major election in 2024. That is certainly significant. I mean, AI, it's hard to have a conversation today without discussing AI and understanding, you know, how technology will be an important part of everything that we're doing, but certainly the investing landscape. I think the most important thing that we would say is that we recognize it. This is a broadly challenging economic environment that we're facing in 2024. We think the need for data-oriented analysis becomes even more important. And so when you look at the data and you look at the analysis that we provided, and there's certainly other data out there, but our big takeaway is that private markets remain resilient. So despite skepticism and nerves that are driven by things like slow fundraising and the other dynamics that we've talked about, in our view, we think that investors should get comfortable with making the hard decisions and really be able to separate some of the kind of anecdote about the private markets from the facts and the data and the analysis and say, this is more important today than ever. Some consistent exposure to the private markets has proven to be really important enhancement to portfolios. We don't think the market of today is any different.
Jackie, that was fantastic. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. Really enjoyed it.
To learn more about Hamilton Lane, please visit hamiltonlane.com. Please follow us for timely updates on X, LinkedIn, and Facebook, all at Advisorpedia. For everyone at Advisorpedia, our producer, Julia Smolin, our engineer, Tori Miller, and the Power Your Advice podcast team, this is Doug Heikkinen.